Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Broadcast, speaking to Dr. Dan Mark Walder. Hi, Doctor, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Dog safe from Lyme disease. All righty. You're calling me from Chicago. They have Lyme disease in Chicago area also?
Unfortunately, it is, and that's why with May brings National Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and we're getting that message out that Lyme disease is not only a concern for people, but unfortunately for our pets as well.
So what actually is Lyme disease?
So Lyme disease is a bacteria, unfortunately carried by ticks, and that tick can get on your and latch onto your pet and transmit this disease. And so the problem with Lyme disease is early on in what we call that acute phase of Lyme disease, when that disease affects your pet, the signs are very mild, if even transient. What do I mean by that? Your pet might go off food for a day, might be listless, might be lethargic, and then it can potentially move into what we call the chronic stage, particularly if it's left undiagnosed and untreated, where it can start to affect internal organs like the kidneys and cause kidney failure. And again, if left undiagnosed and untreated, can even be fatal to your pet. So I always recommend, first and foremost, for the pet moms and dads out there, have a conversation with your veterinarian. Chances are they're going to recommend a good flea and tick product, particularly nowadays, because flea and tick products have come a long way. And we use a product in our practice called Bravecto, which is, in the case of dogs, it's an oral chewable that you only have to administer every 12 weeks, which is nice. But the other part of this, too, is make sure that your cats, if you've got cats as a member of the family, they need to be on a flea and tick prevention as well.
Because it can spread?
The problem is this, believe it or not, because I hear this all the time. Hey, Doc, my cat never goes outside. What's their risk? Guess what? I just literally had in my practice the other day a cat came in with ticks. So there's this misconception. Number one, my cat never goes outside. What's their risk? Number two, they can't get ticks. Both untrue. You can bring in fleas and ticks, and guess where they're going to go? Right to the cat. So I always recommend that cats should also be on a prevention. And again, there's preventions like Bravecto, which is a long duration, because we know cats are a little bit more finicky. So if you only have to administer a product every 12 weeks, it makes compliance a whole lot easier and better for pet moms and dads.
So how does that actually work? Because if I understand, the tick actually is something, an animal, that actually goes into your body, right? I mean, they literally go into your skin. So taking this Bravecto, how does that help you? Does that make sure that you don't get sick from the tick? Is that how it works?
So what it'll do is, in the case of dogs, it's an oral chewable. In the case of cats, it's a topical. Very safe, very effective, and your point is well taken, because I think sometimes people are under the misconception, hey, if I get a product over the counter, it's very safe. I no longer recommend that. I recommend that they go to their local veterinarian, because there's this newer generation of flea and tick that's been out for a number of years that's very safe, very effective, because ticks are not easy to kill. And so we want a product that is safe and effective and easy to use. And that's why I recommend products like you had mentioned, the Bravecto.
Well, I guess I'm still a little confused myself, and I don't have a, I have a dog, and I don't have a pet. So the dog would take this pill, actually ingest it?
Correct. They would.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
And but the dog then gets bit. Isn't a tick bite you?
Well, what happens is what we don't want to have happen is when the tick latches onto your dog, for instance, that they don't transmit a tick-borne disease. So what happens is, by having a product like Bravecto in your system, if that tick latches onto your pet, it doesn't go to the point where they get engorged. We all know when we've seen those big fat ticks, where they're sucking the blood because they go into the skin and they can transmit
right.
disease. That's what we want to prevent, and that's what something like the Bravecto will do for your pet.
Can I take one of those? I like to go into the woods.
I wish I could say yes, but I would say you would have to defer to your human doctor.
Well, Merck's a great company. They should come up with that. What do people? What does a human being use? I've wondered. I mean, I think people spray themselves, right? I've wondered. What do we do with this? And I have a place out in Montauk, and there's a lot of deer.
Yeah, and that's why I'm partnering with Merck Animal Health to get the message out, because we all know about Lyme disease with people, but it is a huge problem for our dogs. Companion Animal Parasite Council, they just came out with a report. Last year, we had 359,000 new cases of Lyme disease in dogs. And guess what? Year-to-date in 2020, 86,000 new cases. So it's a concern, particularly for our pets, because they're going out in the backyard or wooded areas. They're not as protected as we are. You know, we've got clothing and those types of things. Our pet is not protected. So it's important to have the conversation with your veterinarian. They may recommend Lyme vaccination. So we actually have a vaccination for dogs for Lyme disease to protect them against Lyme disease. And again, that's not a replacement. You still want to use a flea and tick prevention as well.
It can be fatal, right? Can Lyme disease be fatal?
It can be fatal, and that's the tragedy, because if it affects one of the internal organs like kidneys, it can cause kidney failure, and they can certainly die from that.
Yeah. So before, in general, you should also do a very good analysis of your pet. Then you go out, you should be looking and checking and making sure that no tick has gotten on your dog in this scenario.
I always recommend after a walk, particularly if you're going in an area where there's high tick exposure, dog parks, wooded areas, you want to do a tip of the nose to the tip of the tail check. Now, keep in mind, some stages of ticks, like what we call the nymph stage, you're not going to see with the naked eye. So don't elude yourself and say, hey, I don't have to have my pet on a flea and tick prevention. I'm just going to check them. You need both. It's not an or, but together. You need a flea and tick, and then you should be checking your pet thoroughly after a long walk, particularly in areas of high potential tick exposure.
Let me ask you about fleas. What do you mean fleas? How do they affect a dog?
The problem with fleas is this. Once they latch onto your dog, and if they're not on a good prevention, they come in the home, and then your house can get infested with fleas. And fleas can be egg-laying machines, and it's in the problem, once they're in the house, then the house gets infested as well. And so in order to cut that cycle, your pet needs to be, again, on a flea and tick prevention.
Yeah, it's good. Wow. All right, and then fleas. Where do the dogs catch the fleas? Not in the woods, also. Say, for example,
even in the backyard. Guess what? You can bring fleas into the house. So think about
that.
They can latch onto you. You bring a flea into the house, and guess where they're going to go? Cats, dogs. That's where they're going to head to. And if they're not on a prevention, then the house is going to also be infested with fleas.
All right, I'm going to ask one last question. Then I have to learn out more about us human beings. What do we do to deal with the ticks and fleas? What is the human's way of handling this? I don't know if right now is the time. But we'll stick with the veterinarians. And I thank you for being a veterinarian, because people sure do love their pets. I mean, it's in America, we're like crazy pets. I think the pets sleep inside, and the people are outside nowadays sleeping.
We love our pets.
What is peace? Yeah, no doubt about it. We're involved with World Peace, and Peace is having a dog who doesn't have fleas and ticks. What is peace for you, doctor, if you don't mind asking?
I think for me, it's where everyone is living together in harmony and practicing kindness and goodwill to each other.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All righty. Stay safe. And I'll just throw it in quickly. Coronavirus in the dog and an animal. They're finding some. It's there, potentially.
We have had a small number of cases in some of our domestic pets, a few cases in dogs, a couple in cats, and you may have heard some of the reports of some of the big cats in the Bronx Zoo, but certainly not nearly the cases that we're seeing in people. We certainly need to have some more research, some more studies, but certainly not the issue that we're seeing with people.
Gotcha. Okay. Dr. Dan, thank you very much for sharing important news with us.
Thank you.